like for you coming into year two as opposed to being a rookie?
I'm just more excited because I'm familiar with, you know, the pace of the game, things of that nature. So it's like I'm not coming here, like, coming to my second year not knowing what I'm doing. It's like I'm feeling more comfortable. I already got my feet wet last year, so it's just rehearsal.
What did you prioritize this offseason as far as your development?
Just everything, all aspects. First, like, nutrition first. Second of all, just the mental aspect of the game. And then third of all, you know, just strength conditioning and skill position work.
When you look back at last year leading the team with 8 sacks, what was sort of the key for you to have that immediate impact?
Just the focus. Just being locked in, just, you know, that tunnel vision and not worrying about the outside stuff, you know, just worrying about yourself and worrying about how you can get better and get the team better.
How do you assess OTAs, well, a defensive guy like you who can't make contact? Is that the hard part of this, is not being able to see the other side of performance as far as tackling and contact drills and those kind of things?
No, this just makes you more aware about just your technique. You got to use your hands better. And I think it's pretty good thing not having pads right now, because also, like, when you're getting tired and stuff like that, you definitely just got to work your technique. You can't just run into somebody and let the play develop and be over with. So I would definitely feel like no shoulder pads and no contact. Make sure you have to rely more on your technique and just being more precise.
What about 3 weeks, though? It's the third week of this. Do you get more anxious as you go on?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just excited, you know. The season's right around the corner, so you just get more anxious.
Do you appreciate how Doug is pretty brutally honest with everybody?
Definitely. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, you got to be straightforward. This is a business. So at the end of the day, I like how he just tells you how it is instead of just sugarcoating it.
Does he talk to you guys a lot about, hey, we won 3 games last year? Is he giving you guys that speech, we got to, you know, get better at this type of thing?
Yeah, he definitely talks about that. But, you know, that should already be in our minds, you know, from last year, because we're the ones that was on the field. We played through that season. So it definitely should be on us first as a team and as players. And then he just reiterates it.
Did you change anything physically, get stronger, anything in the weight room did you focus on?
Yeah, I mean, every year I try to get stronger. Every year I try to get faster. So it's just repetition. I feel like I got a little stronger, got a little faster. So just repetition. And then going into this offseason, after we break from OTA, just continue to keep working until we come back for camp.
Did you watch a lot of tape of yourself last year? Or did you focus on maybe other edge rushers that you like? Or
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
What do you kind of get a sense of Telvin desperation to win? You know, he obviously spoke to you guys a little bit last week. Do you get a sense that he's just so exasperated with how things have gone that he wants to win so bad?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he came from a winning program in college, so I understand where he's coming from, and I understand that he's just taking that leadership role. You know, he's been here, this is going into his fourth season, so a lot of guys, we tend to just, you know, rally around him and just listen to him, and I feel like he has the right idea and he has the right passion to get us forward to the next level. So,
do you have a feel for how Miles is doing in the middle, taking over for Paws? Obviously, big.
Yeah, I feel like he's doing good. He has a lot of energy. He's young, you know, and it's good to see a person like that coming in my rookie year with somebody like that, just to see how far he's come, and I feel like he's gonna have a great season.
You feel defensive-wise, you guys have made a lot of progress?
I feel definitely. I feel like we'll see that during the preseason, going into the season, but I feel like right now we're hitting on all cylinders, all notes, and we're definitely doing a good job. Definitely have made a big step from last year, from the last game. So,
what about just specifically on the line, defensive-wise?
Defensive line? Yeah, I mean, we got weapons, you know, Calais. Not even including myself, Calais, you got Dante, you got a lot of guys that's good, a lot of weapons, speed and strength. So I feel like it's going to be a lot of mixed matches going forward.